Okay, we left off on Daf Chafam at Aleph. Ibnehnes Mishalemis, right? We saw that in a situation of where we had Shein Yershus Harabim, where we have a Xeres HaKosev, Ubir B'Steyach, there we have a Svara, that there is no Tashlumim of Nezek Shalem, but Becholzot, there's a Tashlumim of Ibnehnes. Kama, Rabba Amar Demei Amir, Rabba Amar Demei Sorim Bezol. Tanya Kabasei de Rabba, Tanya Kabasei de Rabba, Tanya Kabasei de Rabba, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Eim Mishalemes Elo Demei Amir Bavad, Tanya Kabasei de Rabba, Eim Nenes Mishalemes Mashanenes Ketzad, Ochla Kavo Kabayim, Einomim Tishalem Demeihen, Nesek Shalem, Ela Omdin Kama Oda Brotze Lahachil Levehemto, Dovor Ha Roila, Avalpi She'eno Ragil, and if we take that food that the animal ate, and we're mishayer it according to the Demei Saurim Bezol. Rashi points out 2/3 of the price, right? Arba Danke, that's 4/6, which is the 2/3 of the Damin. And then it just concludes with the Braisa, Lafikach Ocha Chitin Odova Harala, where there's no Hana at all, then Petur. So, just to deal with the technical details before we deal with the conceptual perspective. So, in terms of the technical details, you realize that we have a machokas between Rabba and Rava. There's going to be a machokas in terms of psak, because we have over here two contradictory rules. On one hand, when you have a Rebbe and a Talmud, we generally pass them like the Rebbe, and Rabba is the Rebbe of Rava. On the other hand, there's another principle of halacha kabasroi, and Rava outlived his Rebbe. He lived longer. And so over here also, we have such a machlokes. Look in the Rambam. The Rambam that I photostated for you. Ketzad nichnas al chatzar hanizek va'achal shum shumin olot ki yotze behem b'sheva dinar meshalim dinar. However, im achla osan b'rshus harabi v'nehnes, roan osan kilu hein sa'orin, o amir, u'meshalim d'mei amir, o d'mei sa'orim b'zol. That the Rambam hedges. So the Magen Mishnah points out that, in other words, the Rambam clearly, paskin Efshar, in the third line, Efshar Nistapik, lo psak halacha, kamiyos, kosav shtei hadeos, liot yad hamazik al ha elyona, ezer mehem shu pachos ye shalem. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, right underneath it, that's what's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Mechaber brings. Meshalim mashenehne ishainu ko masha ochla eina meshalim osa ela ki'ilu hayasa teven. That's the Demei Omer. V'yesh omrim Demei Saorim bezol. Okay, that we have over here two deos. The only issue is, it's like, why would the Rambam bring two deos in order to say Yad Mazik Ha'elyona? Isn't it clear that, that Kash... you pay much less than you pay for Demei Saorim Bezol. Who would ever choose such an option? So the Magid Mishnah simply points out, v'nirishu mefaresh amir, he doesn't learn amir as Tevin or Kash, as Rashi does, but rather agudas hashibolim, which is not that far off from Demei Saorim Bezol, v'chein pirishu bali halashon, shelo kedivri Rashi, shepirish Tevin o Kash. And then over here you have one of those instances where whoever was printing the Magid Mishnah made a mistake in terms of an abbreviation. The abbreviation was V'pei Aleph, and he wrote U'perush Acher Kosav Tevin O Amir. I know it doesn't read right. Baliot Shalokadivri Rashi Shapirish Tevin O Kash. What's U'perush Acher Kosav Tevin O Amir? So, no. What other option do you have? Go even farther than that. Okay, I'll read you the Rambam in Perak Aleph Hilchos Niske Mamon Halacha Beis. Kama Meshalem Imizika Dvarim Shadarka La'asosam Tamid Kamina Griyasa Kagon Behema Sheachla Tevin O Amir O Shehizika Veragla Derachilucha Meshalem Nezek Shalem. Perak Aleph. Where it says, the Rambam in the first parak mentions Tevin o Amir. So it's clear in the Rambam that Amir is not... What does Rashi say that Amir is? Tevin. So if the Rambam says Tevin o Amir, it's clear that according to the Rambam, Amir is not Tevin, and that lends itself, therefore, to another Perush of something that would be closer in price to the to Meisur Vizal. But that, this is all technical. But the question is, conceptually, what is the difference between saying that someone, again, an animal goes into Rishus HaRabim and it eats Saorim. Saorim are that which is normally not an animal food. It's a human food. And so the animal went ahead and ate a human food, and so we say that we have over here two possibilities. Let's look according to Rashi. Either that you pay simply Demei Tevin Vekash, you pay the price of straw for the meal of the animal, or you pay Demei Saorim Bezol. Conceptually, what's the difference between these two? Leaving aside the difference in value, but in the terms of what are you paying for? If you're paying Demei Tevin, Demei Amir, Demei Kash, clearly what are you paying? Are you paying...
How much money you save?
You're paying purely for your hana. You're paying purely for your revach, that which you profited. You profited, your animal is not hungry. But he also would have been not hungry had he been fed straw. Right? So you saved a meal of straw. If you're paying Demei Saorim Bezol, right, what does that imply about what could you infer from that payment of Demei Saorim Bezol? Exactly. It appears over here that it's a form of nezek, namely what the animal ate was Saora. But you're getting a discount. Rather than paying the full price of the Saora, because we have Xeris Akosav Ubir Bisteyacher, and we have a Svara, they're not going to pay the full price, therefore you're going to pay a discounted price. But Lechora, you're paying Nezek, right? You're paying a form of Nezek. You're paying that which was, if the animal would have eaten, it's apples, and normally animals don't eat apples, so you would pay Demei Tapuchim Bezol as opposed to straw. In other words, it's a totally different, paying straw is purely what you profited, what you gained. In terms of paying Demei Saorim Bezol, you're dealing with what the animal ate. Right? It would change everything the animal ate. What question does that raise, which is dealt with by the Rashba and the Ktzos? What difference does it make whether you're paying Hana'a or you're paying a discounted Nezek?
Meitav.
Would there be over here a possibility of a payment in Meitav? If we're paying pure Hana'a, let's talk about it off the page, right? And then we'll see it. If you're paying pure Hana'a, should there be a bit of Meitav?
No.
No. It's simply that you owe. You're a Baal Chov. You owe a certain amount to the person who fed your animal, whether he planned to feed your animal, didn't plan to feed your animal, but Lamaisa, he was the source of the food. You owe him a certain amount of money, so you pay like a Baal Chov pays. Okay, so you have a question. A Baal Chov pays Ziburis Midoraisa and Benonis Midrabanan. Would there be a Takana in this case? But that's the technical issue. However, if you're paying, as Shimon pointed out, if you're paying a form of Nezek, then what question, raises its head? Maybe over here you should pay Meitav. That's what bothered the... Okay, so the Ktsos took for granted that clearly this is a payment of Hanoa. Right? The Ktsos, Mishalim Mashanenes, Nira Dafa Gavdo Avos Nezik and Mishalim Mimeta, Avol Bezeh, Eno Mishalim, Elazim Mizziburis, has nothing to do with Nezek. Haba Achov, Dino Mizziburis. Avol Pi Denehe Nehagove Mima Osav. I mean, clearly, there is Hanoa, but the Hanoa doesn't move you up to Metav. Namely, here you have a classic Baal Chov without there being a loan, and so clearly we're dealing over here with the world of Ziburis. This is no more than a Ksuvas Isha, right? Where there's no Ni'ilas Delas and there's Ziburis. That's the assumption of the Ksos Pasha. However, in the world of the Rishonim, this was not such an obvious matter. The Rashba was asked a question by a questioner, right? Shaninu, Perakets et Aregel, Achla mitoch harachava, that when an animal eats in Rishus HaRabim, Mishalemes Mashanenes, Mahi Mishalemes, Min Ha'aliyah, Oh, Min Ha'benonis Kachov Ba'alma. In other words, and what are the two sides of the Shoel? Mipneima Amra Torah Nizikin Be'idis, Mishum Ha'gazronim, V'hacham Sanun Kadesh Yomar Adam, Ma'ani Gozel, Kadesh Perakani Zakin, Why? And what's the svara of paying edus? Because the person has to realize that he's going to pay a high price for stealing. You just don't go ahead and steal and then you get away with murder. You're going to have to pay for it, right? That the gazim will think twice before stealing if he knows he's going to have to pay back the edus. V'hacha, anan sahadei shalon eskavin l'gzol. That's only if a person is a gazlan b'kavana. Then that svara applies. Over here, the animal went ahead and ate, not the person. So first we have anan sahadei. It appears to us that nothing was done over here as an act of kavana, and also rabbanan sahadei. That also chazal, the eno boi otsa hezekah, that chazal said you don't have to pay exactly what you damaged. What does it appear from the two sides of the questioner? What is the issue whether you pay edus or you don't pay edus? That clearly we're dealing over here with what world, but what question would there be? We're clearly dealing with the world of nezek. The only question is, if the svara of edus applies to this form of nezek, maybe the svara of edus only applies to a nezek bekavana, a premeditated nezek. But over here, anan sahadei and chazal sahadei, this is not a premeditated nezek, yes?
I would think that's exactly what the Rashba explained to his questioner, that you're mixing up gedarim.
Exactly.
But I think the questioner, he's not thinking like that it's nezek, he just doesn't realize that it's a din in nezek, he thinks it's a din in the tam, the Gemara gave.
Nachon. So the Rashba wants to correct the questioner and point out that you're barking up the wrong tree. Ein ze b'chlal nezikin. Points out the Rashba in the middle of the third line. This has nothing to do with nezek. Berachava eino nechshav kemazik. Ela mamono shelzeh shehayu apero shelo biyado shabal aparak far nehenes. So we're dealing purely with a din of hanah. And even that which you quoted from Perak HaNizakim, that's a nice, word homily. But that's not the din of Meitav is a pasuk. Right, Meitav Sadeu, Meitav Karmo Yishalem. You can give a nice drasha and shul about the fact that the Torah, where it's tried to create to preempt Mazik by pointing out that there's going to be a hefty payment. But lechora, it's across the board. So of course, Adam HaMazik also pays Meitav. What's Adam HaMazik? Adam HaMazik is Bein Er Bein Yoshen. No one's going to say that when you're sleeping, that's called premeditated damage, that you're doing something, it's on purpose. In other words, the Rashba points out that the reason is given, but it doesn't mean that there's really a difference between a payment of nezek niskavin or lo niskavin. But echshelo yiyeh, as Batala points out, that is not our issue. In other words, the Rashba points out like the Ktzos. However, within the Gemara, as Shimon pointed out, clearly this does appear to be an option. Namely, if we have, we could say, if you're paying the Mei Amir, then the Rashba and the Ksos are obvious. You're paying Mashanena. But if you're paying the Mei Sarim Bezol, then the questioner of the Rashba is not that crazy. In other words, because if you eat apples, you pay the Mei Apples Bezol. In other words, we're dealing with the Chefetz HaNizak. In other words, we're dealing with like a shear in the Chavetz HaNizak. And this we'll see this as very important in terms of the Hemshech of the Gemara. Yes?
Could it be that there's a sima to say that it should be Tamei Sorum Yud, and it's not a din Nezek, but it's purely a din, maybe, whatever the Chiyav Nehana is, but there's a certain Mechayev that if you get an Arbazon, you have to pay that which you actually...
Fine. Nachon. That within Tamei Amir, clearly it's a Chiyav of Hanah. Within the Meser and Bezol, you could view it as a soupta panah or as a watered down nezek. Either of those two, you go in one of those two directions. It's an open question. Okay, so now let's move over to the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara then has this beautiful story of Rav Chista and Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama, you missed the boat. Ohavis Gaban Behorta Betchuma. You weren't in the Beis Medrash Thursday night, right? You were Rabbi Weinberger. In other words, had you been in the Beis Medrash, you would have known. Iboyla Mile Mal Yusa. We had a real solid learning session. Amar Mai Mile Mal Yusa. What did I miss? Amarlei hador b'chatzer chaveiro shalom idaito tzarech ahalos oschar ein tzarech. So Rabbi Mar Yochama said, what's the issue over here? Hechidami. Ilem b'chatzer d'lo kaimala agra v'gavra d'lo avid lemegar. What we call zelo nehene v'zelo chaser. So what's the talk about? There's no payment at all. Ela b'chatzer d'kaimala agra v'gavra d'lo avid lemegar zenene v'zel chaser. Clearly there's a payment. In other words, so what was the mire de mal yusa? Lo tzricha b'chatzer de lo kayim ala agra v'gavra de avid lemegar. What if we have a case of zen nehene v'zer lo chaser? My matzi amar le my chaser tich. Normally payment is for chisaron. Over here there is no chisaron. O dilma matzi amar ha ahanes. No, payment is not for chisaron, payment is for hanav. Amar lei, masnisin hi. So Rami Bar Chama says, I didn't miss anything, you know, your chakira. It's the black and white Mishnah, right? Hey, masnisin. Amar lei, Rami Bar Chama told Rav Chista, l'chitza shamesh li. In other words, that when you show that you're my Talmud, in other words, that you, firstly, you insulted me, I wasn't a base rendish, but that you spoke about is an obvious Mishnah. Had I been there, in other words, you would have just gone to Rav Weinberg. You wouldn't have just sat and learned all night. It would have explained it's a Mishnah. So lachitza shamish me. Okay, shakal sudre v'karach le. Okay, so then Rami Bar Chama said, Amar le. The Mishnah is a Mishnah and daf yud tesemed beis. Im nehenes mishalemes ma she nehenes. Our Mishnah. That's the Mishnah that we're talking about. Amar Rava, kama lo chali v'lo margish gavra demare v'siyate. In other words, the siyata d'shmaya over here is overwhelming. That Rami Bar Chama gave a klutz teretz and Rav Chista accepted it. That the Mishnah has nothing to do with the issue that Rav Chista raised. Af agav d'lo dami l'masnisin kibla minet. Rav Chista went away feeling that he's a Talmud of Rami Bar Chama when he would have had really a good answer. Hi, the case of the Mishnah is a case of zeh nehene v'zeh chaser. The person who owned the seora that was eaten by the animal is lost. V'hai, and the case of Rav Chista, in terms of the schirus, is a case of zeh nehene v'zeh lo chaseru. So the Gemara continues, Rami Bar Chama, no, Rami Bar Chama learned the Mishnah, stam peros b'shus harabim afkure mafkir luhu. We're going to return to the world's afkure mafkir luhu. I'm aware, and you're aware, that this is not something so pashut. It's not a classic hefker, because had it been a classic hefker, what would there not have been?
Tashlumen.
There would not be no tashlumen, right? So Kaneret, he maintains bailus, but becholzot is sort of mevater on the value. And that's what Tostus is going to talk about, but that's not for us today. That we'll talk about Blinether on Wednesday. Okay? But in any case, Rami Bar Chama set this up as a case of zeh nehene v'zeh lo chaser. So we have two cases of zeh nehene v'zeh lo chaser, in which Rami Bar Chama says that in this case, clearly you pay ma shenehenes. One is when an animal eats v'rishus harabim, and the second is when you're dealing with an apartment which is not available for rent. The owner is not interested in renting it out. He has an apartment in David's Village, right? That's what it's called, the area opposite Shar Yafo. And it's closed 10 months of the year. He doesn't want any. He comes for Yom Tov. He comes for Sukkot and for Pesach. And he's not interested in renting out the rest of the year. He wants to walk into his apartment, not something that had been lived in, his bed, his refrigerator, etc. And then someone went into that apartment, and so the halacha is, according to Rabbi Chama, he should pay for his hanah. Correct? Okay, that's what the Gemara is pointing out up to this point. Okay, so the question is, what exactly over here is the mechayev of ma she nehenes? What? Yes?
Rabbi Chama is saying that the same thing.
Yes, he brings a proof. He says, "Hey, masnisin." Our Mishnah is a proof that when you have a case of zeh nehene v'zeh lo chaser, that you pay for hana'ah. That's the source. In other words, that which you talked about in the Beis Medrash, where I wasn't there, it's a black and white Mishnah. Had I been there, I would have told you it's a Mishnah. And Rav Chisda accepted it. And so the Gemara points out that it requires a certain assumption about the mindset of an owner of Peiros Birshus HaRabim that the Gemara calls Afkuri Mafkir Lahu, and we're going to have to understand exactly what exactly is that mindset. In other words, that's being spoken of. Again, we have over here a nice short Tosfos, very concise, who talks about it. Yes?
When we say Lochaser, are we just saying it's at like money?
Money, rent. Right. The question is, do you pay rent for a situation where you have a case of ze nehne, I have a place over my head, but ze lo chaser, he wasn't thinking of renting it out, and assuming that there's no chisara, right, that I'm returning it in mint condition. Had I not left him a note and some chocolates, he never would have known that I had been in the apartment.
Me just not wanting
here we are dealing not, and we'll see in Tosos, not when the fellow writes to you, can I move into your apartment? He moved in. The question is, they have to pay. Is there a payment in such a situation where you have a hana'a without a chisara? Do you have a payment? Rami Bar Chama says, just like you have a payment in Rishus HaRabim, so also we have a payment in this situation. The question is, every payment has to have a source. What over here is the source of this payment? So let's first raise it a priori, and then we'll see that really these are two deos in Tosfos. What are the options over here? Why do you pay? What's the easy way out?
Your nehen.
Maybe there's a halacha that you don't, it's ein olam nehen balam hazeh b'lo bracha. In other words, that you have to always recognize the source of your hanalah. Kosh Baruch Hu only wants a bracha. He just wants a thank you. People want payment. People want to be reimbursed for hanalah. Maybe there's such a machayev. Or, what's the other alternative? We don't have in the Torah a machayev of hanalah. What do we have in the Torah? What parashios do we have in the Torah? In Parashas Mishpatim? We have a parasha of Gezel, a parasha of Ganav, a parasha of Sklirus, a parasha of Mazik, a parasha of Pikadosh. We have all these parashios. You have to fit into a parasha. You have to fit into a parasha. And then we're going to say, however, once you fit into that parasha, then we can be flexible about the payment. What parasha is fit into by the animal who eats in Rishus HaRabim? What parasha? Nezek, right? This is shame. It's Nezek. But since we have a Gzera Sakasuv that Ubir Bistayachir, since we have a Svara, let the buyer beware, let the owner beware, doesn't he know that there are animals walking around? So the sheer Tashlumen of Nezek in the case of Shein Bishus HaRabim is Masha Nehenes. Masha Nehenes is the payment of Nezek. Or, in other words, or let's say in the case of Schirus, normally what determines how much money you pay in rent? No, you go into a newspaper and you see this apartment costs. Well, what's determining it?
It's demand.
The owner, right? The da'as of the owner. The owner of the apartment has a right to set a rent that he wants. But here we don't have the da'as of the owner. This fellow went in through the window. He didn't go through the paper, right? He went in through the window. So what do you do when you have a case of rent where we don't know what the payment is? So we have a shear, Masha Nehenes. Namely, that Masha Nehenes could be a payment of Hana'a, or it could be a payment of, you need an address, Mazik, Schirus. But in the cases of Mazik and Schirus, where you don't pay Nezik Shalem, or you don't pay what the owner wants, because we have a Gzeres HaKasav, we have a Svara, we don't have Das Bailim, we have a Shear of Masha Nehenes. Parallel to what we saw by Amir and Dmei Sa'ora, right? Dmei Sa'ora and Mizol. That Amir is a payment of Hana'a. Dmei Sa'ora and Mizol could be a payment of Hana'a, as Eli pointed out, or it could be a payment of Mazik at a lower standard. Okay? So namely, our previous Hakira of Masha, in other words, could reflect on this Gemara. Where do we find these two options? And then let's look for a minute on Daf Kuf Aleph Amad Aleph. Daf Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph is dealing with a hakira of Yesh Shevach Simanim. I'm sorry. Iboilu, Yesh Shevach Simanim al Hatzemer, o Ein Shevach Simanim al Hatzemer. How do we view a situation where we have party, Reuven's dye on Shimon's sweater? In other words, do we say, you know, like how do we view that dye? Which the Gemara uses, Rashi uses the phrase, do we say Chazusa Milsa Olav Milsa? So the Gemara goes through a whole bunch of permutations, and one of those permutations is that of Ravina. Ravina says that our issue is when we're dealing with a case, again, third wide line in the Gemara. Ravina Amar, Hacha B'mayaskinan, what's our question? Kagon de Tzemer Dechad. The sweater belongs to Reuven. V'samanim Dechad. And the yellow dye belongs to Shimon. V'ko'asi Kof. And a monkey comes out of the jungle. V'tzave Lahu Tzemer Behanach Simanim. And it puts the dye, it simply dyes the Tzemer yellow. Yesh shevach samanim al gabei tzemer. Do we say that there is something really there? That's where the dye is. Amar le, that the owner of the dye can say havli simane de gabach ninu. In other words, you owe me my dye. That my dye is currently in your sweater. O dilma ain shevach samanim al gabei tzemer. Or maybe we'll say that a dye is simply a color. Amar le leslach gaboi klu. I see a color, but I don't see dye. I don't see, there's nothing here for me to give you. That's the issue in the Gemara. Namely, that we have over here, as Rashi points out, no gezel. We have no, this is not, no one stole anything. The monkey is a monkey that came out of the jungle, went back into the jungle. In other words, it just happened. And the question is, how do we deal with this situation? So Tosas asks a very, very powerful question. Tema, hare nehene. Shetzimro Ma'ula B'damim Yoser V'yishale Masha Nehene. That's of course, if everyone knows that a sweater which is just natural, you know, its color, is worth $30, and the yellow sweater, like a yellow submarine, is worth $50. So there's $20 over here of Hana'a that Reuven received from Shimon. Why don't we have over here a payment of Masha Nehene? Why is this totally in the issue of Yesh Evach Simanim Batzemer, Ein Shevach Simanim Chazusa Milsa, Chazusa Lav Milsa, Pehana, parallel to Kamo, the Achla Mirachava, like our Mishnah and Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, or Yolda Yarda Lagina, should be in case of Nafla Lagina, the Hakones, that we have a din of Ma She Nehenes. Ubeperek Elunaro, Samar Tochav Lochavero Mashkim Shalacherim Beis Abliya, Mishalim Mashanen. Now, this is a din b'chola Torah Kula, that you pay for Hana'a. So over here, you have a case of Hana'a. Forget about everything else. So Tosas answers a double answer. V'yesh l'chalek. Firstly, Hana'a d'hacha ein ba'a ayidei ma'asav, v'lo ayidei ma'isa behemto. That's quick. Answer number one. Now skip down two lines. Iname hanoa dehocha lo chashive hanoa she'ein ela noi ba'alma yoser. What over here are the two answers of Tosfos?
It has to be Hanos Kufo.
The second answer of Tosfos is that simply we have over here no hanoa. Namely, why do you pay in a case of zenehene? Because you have a hanoa. A hanah is that your animal now doesn't have to eat supper. The hanah is that you're in an apartment that normally you would pay for. Right? In other words, that having a roof over your head is something that most people pay for. So you have, in other words, you pay hanah when you get real hanah. Here, the fact that you now have a yellow sweater, that's not called hanah. That's, in other words, lo chashiva hanah, eino ela noi ba'alma yoser. In other words, that Hana'a is not determined by a rise in price. Hana'a is determined by a physical pleasure, a physical enjoyment. You don't have to agree with Tosfos, but that's one teretz of Tosfos. What's the first teretz of Tosfos? The first teretz of Tosfos.
He didn't do it.
The ain't kan, ain't oba ayadei maisav. We don't have over here an act of his nezek. V'lo ayadei maisav behemto. We don't have an act of the nezek of his animal. Namely, why normally do you pay the hana'a? Because we have an address. We have an address. We have an address of gezel. We have an address of mazik. We have an address of sliras. We have an address. Here we have no address. It's a monkey from the jungle that brought these two things together. That's not, there's no address. And when there's no address, there's no payment. Payments, in other words, you pay, we have Hilchos Niske Mamon, Hilchos Schirus, Hilchos Gneva, Hilchos Zeilav Aveda, Hilchos Chovel, Hilchos Rotzeach. We have all these Machayevim in the Rambam. We don't have a Machayev called the monkey coming out of a jungle and mixing two things together. And therefore, there is no payment. So what over here, the two answers of Tosfos, they're the two sides of our Chakira. Why over here in the world of ze nehene v'zeh lo chaser do we have a payment? Is it because we have a new payment of hana'a, ex nihilo, that, you know, that the Gemara is positing? And then Tosa says, fine, in the case of shein, in the case of schirus, you have hana'a, not in the case of the yellow sweater. Or do we say no, that the reason that you're paying is that we have an address and we have over here a lower payment because we don't have the classic payment. So it says over here there's no address. There's no address. Loy de maisav, loy de maisav behemto.
The fact that it talks about anas gufo.
Yes.
So, I mean, I would think potentially that basically Tosa is trying to ask when something anas, because anas is an amorphous concept. So, like, bodily pleasure is the most bona fide hana'a possible. Alternatively, if one takes the hana'a for themselves, so it's just somewhat like an ashave, your motor that you wanted the thing. So, rather Tosfos is just, it's two models of how we consider something hana'a. Just either everything's hana'a, but this super shvach hana'a of noi, or not everything's hana'a, only because hana'a is something so difficult to find. Pleasure of your body, EFCHAR, to deny it, and if you talk it went out of your way to take it, then EFCHAR.
Had Tosfos not used the phrase, O Maisa Behemto, I would have agreed with you.
That's another Chiddush implied in this Tamun, in that answer, that Behemto Kamahu, maybe you want to tie to Chakiris and Nizikin, why you're high for Nizikin Mamona, but whatever, even regarding that. Your behemoth is like yours. So if your behemoth goes out of its way to decide it likes its peanuts, so you're also responsible as if your behemoth is you.
Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying.
But even in Rebbe's approach, so L'chor the Tachav isn't because of Chiyuv Nezek or Zela. I assume that's a Hana model only.
Not so poshut. Over there, the Gemara is talking about, you know, where it's where party A's food is being nitchav into party B's mouth. In other words, there you have an issue of gezel, or if it's truma, you have an issue of a zar eating truma.
But the nehenah is chayev, not the tochev.
The question is whether nehenah is chayev, not the tochev. Correct.
So he's not in gozel.
He's, how do you define gezel? The fact that someone else's food is in your stomach. That is a gezel. But since you didn't do the act, therefore we're going to have a payment of hana'a. In other words, I hear how you're understanding it, but I would understand the difference.
Why more than a monkey, though?
What?
Why in the Tachav Batoch Piv more than a monkey?
Because it appears that you are not resisting. In other words, that you are well aware of what's going on. It's just like technically you're not doing the act. You're having someone else do the act. You want to create a situation where this is going to fall between the chairs. He's not chayev because he didn't swallow it, and I'm not chayev because what could I have done? I had no alternative but to swallow it, and so maybe we get a patur. So Gemara says over there, tovo. But there we're dealing with an issue of a vasacha. We have komev drabina. But you know, in other words, I think that the way that I'm thinking of learning, which probably is the way I learned from Rav Chassin, because I checked in the Shirim of the Rav, and it's not the way that I learned from the Rav. So it's kind of this is where Buchenstein learned. That these two options, I do feel that they fit over here, but if there's even I think they fit better in ours. So, yes?
No.
Okay, let's look for a minute back on Tosfos on Daf Chafam et Aleph. We have this little sleeper Tosfos that raises a whole Machokas Rishon. Right, the Gemara says, "Ze lo nehenet, ze lo chaser." There's nothing to talk about, but there's a case in the Gemara which is missing. Afilu bechaser dekayem ala agra v'gavra delo avid lemegar. If we're dealing with a case of ze lo nehenet, v'ze chaser, ze lo nehenet, v'ze chaser. That's a case which is not in the Gemara. Tosa says, "Havimatzi lemegar." The patur, that case is also patur. Kavan delo nehene. Af agav shegoram hefseg lechavero. V'chol zot he's patur. Why? Dafilu gershol chavero mi beso v'no al demas b'fanav einze ela grama ba'alma. So Tosis over here, if you look at it, fits in very, very beautifully. Let's give my hakira a name. In Terochelsin's hakira. Not that I want to cow you into accepting it, Pitzalo. But I do think that there are over here two sides. Namely, Tosa says your potter, why? Because what are the two mechayevim of zeh nehene v'zavol chaser? Either hana'a, or you have an address. Over here, is there hana'a? No, zeh lo nehene. Well, what about an address? Isn't this schirus? It's a grama. So we have neither this is not schiras, this is not mazik, this is not gezel, this is grama. Namely, so we have over here a ptur on both sides. Right? If we're saying that the reason hanenes is chayev because it's independent chayev of hana'a over here, lo nehena. And if we say you're chayev because we're going to put you under some mechayev, classic mechayev, like mazik or like schirus, over here, that's missing because this is grama ba'alma, and therefore there's not going to be a chiyuv of payment at all. So if we only had Tosfos, everything would be fine and dandy. The problem is that the Gra over here points out, Nira ve'enai aval harif ushar poskim kosfu dekahai gavna chayuv v'ayen rush. Okay, so the Gra is now going to pull us for the next part of the shir. Okay, so let's look together. Where did the Gra see this in the Rif Ushar Poskim? So let's look at the Rif on the Tesamad Aleph. The Rif, five lines down, points out V'dafka b'chotzer d'lo kayema la'agra. We're dealing with the case of lo chaser. Afal gav dahu gavra avid lemegar. Even though it's a case of ze nehene, my taima ze nehene v'zevo chaseru, avo b'chot. So that's the case in the Gemara. Avo b'chotzer the kayim ala agra tzarech lahalos lo schar afal gavda lo avid lemegar. We have a case of ze lo nehene v'ze chaser, which is not in the Gemara, and the Rif says you are chayav. Tzarech ahalos v'schar, d'hachasrei mamona. Three words, d'hachasrei mamona. Who is the Shar Poskim? Look at the Rambam that I quoted under the Ktzos, the Rambam in Hilchos Gzela v'aveda peragim alochates. Hador b'chotzer chaveru shalomidaito, im osa chotzer, eino asuyo l'schar, eino tzarech ahalos v'schar. Afal pisha, derech ze hador, l'skor makom la'atzmo. Zen nehene v'zelo chaser. Right, that we'll see later on in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to paskin l'kula. V'im hachotzer asuya l'schar, af al pi she'ein derech zeliskor. This is the case of Tosfos and the Rif. We're dealing with the case of ze lo nehene vize chaser, tsarech lahalos choskar, shahare chasaro mama. So the Rambam and the Rif say exactly the same three words, just the Rif says it in Aramaic and the Rambam says it in Hebrew, but the same three words. Question is, what do these words mean? Hare chasaro mama. That's not what the Gemara said. In words, we don't have over here in our entire sugya a din of shahare chasaro mama. We have a din of the hananes. So what exactly is going on? So the Gra was aware that this Rif and Rambam require explanation, so he sends us to the Rosh, who explains it with another set of words. Okay, but every set of words helps. If you want to build a jigsaw puzzle, you need more and more and more pieces. Okay, so let's look together at the Rosh in Sivav. First, the Rosh quotes Tosfos. Pire Shri, hu adat dinami chatzer kaim ala agra gavir lo avid lemegar. In a case of ze lo nehene veze chaser, kevan de lo nehene, afa pishi goram hefse lechavero, afilu girish chavero mi besa vanoha delas befanav, ein ze ela grama ba'alma velo machayev ela kishas agzela. And over here, there is no payment, there's grama, and there's no hana'a, we're off on all counts. Okay? Then, he quotes the Rif. V'rav Alphus zal kosav, in my edition, it's the beginning of the next column, v'rav Alphus zal kosav, avol b'chotzer d'kayim ala agra, tzarech lahalos choskar, afal gav d'lo avid lemegar, Deha chasre mamona, right? What the Rambam wrote, hare chasaro mama. Okay, just let's leave out the raya because we don't, you know, it's currently we're dealing with the understanding of the raya. Umihu kvar hochachti shal chisaron ein chayav lechora. The Ri already said that there's no chiyuv over here, d'lohavi ela grama ba'alma. So how does the Rif have a machayev? V'i'ika l'chiyuve, if the Rif is correct, mehai taima ika l'chiyuve, mishum she'ochal chesrono shel ze. V'lo dami l'noel beso shel chavero v'lo dorbo, o hamovir sada shel chavero shelo boli adokum, Mechisaron chavero, avol ze af agav de lo nehene, hayamotze dira acheres bechinam, mikol makom hashta mia ka achal ma shechavero nifsad, v'chein nira. Okay, so he adds in a few words, not just shehare chasaro mamon, but he adds in that mishum sheachal. This person had a chisaron, and this chisaron was eaten by the individual who was living there. What over here, Lechora, is the Rosh telling us? And we have, again, Sumer Vachnin Schakira. You can be chayav for one of two reasons. Either because you're getting hana'ah, or because it fits under a classic machayev. Which way, and so Lechora of Tosa says over here, there's no hana'a, it's a gavra de lo asui lemegar, and it's grama, so it doesn't fit under a classic chiyuv. Which of these two is the Rosh undermining? The Rosh says that even though this is a case of grama, you know, he agrees. This, you're not going to be mechayev, you're not going to be chayev because of a classic mechayev. This is grama. But even though it's grama, you're going to be chayav. Why? Because this is a case of ochal chesrono shel zeh. Take what Bezalel said earlier. How do we define hana'a? The classic hana'a, Bezalel, is what you said earlier.
Gufa.
Hana'a is gufa, right? I'm satiated. That's the classic hana'a. However, and that's missing over here. But what do we have over here? Hare ochal chesrono shel ze.
Rebbe wants to say that that because it's like it can tie into nezek, so if you're miyuchas to the kesaron or someone else, so then that's the hanas. That's like the chiyuv tashlumei hanam because it's like a quasi nezek.
Wouldn't use the word no. I think mitzad nezek, the Rosh is agreeing there's no chiyuv nezek, it's grama. But over here we have a quasi hanah, namely that if party A is losing and party B is benefiting from the loss of party A, even though he doesn't need it, but that's also defined as hanah. Namely, we're defining hanah somewhat negatively. The fact that party B is losing, that this was a dira sha'asui lemegar, in other words, that this could have been rented out to someone else, and party B is losing that rent, even though party A has another place to live, he's still considered to be nehna hare ochal. Hare ochal chesrono shelzeh. In other words, I have over here a meal. I have a meal. And instead of eating my meal, I'm eating your meal. So I'm not nehne because I have my meal here. Right? I already paid for my meal. My meal is here. I'm not being nehne from you. I'm not saving any money. But you no longer have a meal. So if you no longer have a meal and I ate, we're going to define that as hanah. Hare ochal chesrono shelzeh. Okay? In other words, I have an apartment. But instead of moving into my apartment, I move into your apartment where there's a sign up for rent. Right? You want to rent it out to someone else. And I go ahead and eat it. I go ahead and I am in your apartment. Even though I don't need it, hare ochal chesrono shelzeh, that's also defined as hanah. Again, mazik, it's not mazik because it's grama. In other words, would I have locked your apartment and no one can move into it? I'm patur. So it's no worse than my locking your, not chayev mitzad mazik, but or socher, I'm chayev mitzad hanoa. That's what it appears. It's a tremendous chiddush, but that's, you know, we have to find an explanation for the riff. That's what they are saying. They don't say hare nene, they say hare chasaro mamon. So if I am causing you a loss by my act, so of eating, living, etc., it's as though I am being nehene from you. I'm not being nehene objectively. I'm being nehene from you. And for that, I'm paying you for that ke'ein hana'a. This, in other words, is l'chora, I think, unless you have another explanation for the rush, yes?
Wouldn't everything the formulation of chesar mamon suggests more that it's going in the direction of focusing on the sort of nezek world rather than, in other words, it's so how you should say, I don't know, maybe it's like a mamoni gavach type thing where at the end of the day, I lost something and now it's in your pocket.
I think there is a Rishon who says that, but I don't think it's the rush because we'll compare his language to the rush. The rush doesn't mention that, no, it doesn't say shehare achal hamaachal shel ploni. That would be, in other words, he says hare achal mechesrono shelze. He doesn't mention anything about that which was nisak, that which was used up. Look for a minute at the Nemuke Yosef on Daf Chesem Adbeis, which the Gru didn't send us to. Because I don't think he liked it. But look what he's bothered by, the same exact issue. Okay? You have, if you go up about eight lines, in the middle of the line it says, V'chotzer dekayima da'agra v'gavra lo avar l'megar. He's quoting the Rif on Daf Testament Aleph. Lo his kiruhu. This was not in the Gemara. This isn't only the Rif. This is Kol HaGaonim. This is the Rambam and Rabbeinu Hananel and the Eshkol v'chulei. Kol HaGaonim pe echad omrim shehu chayav v'chein da'as harif zal. So the question is, why? Isn't it grama, which is what the New Kisser just wrote? No. This is what I think Eli and Bissal are pushing towards. This is not grama. Why is this not grama? The hasam grama ba'almahu. Avokan shidor ba. Va'achal peirosav chayav bevadai. Teda she'ilu achal adam peiros chaveiro chayav af agav delo nehene klal. In other words, in Achinami, I wasn't hungry at all, and I could have gone without this meal, but I ate your food, right? I'm going to be chayav, but because that's not grama. Grama would be if I took your food and I locked it in my safe, that you can't be nehene. That's grama. But if I am nehene, right, that's not grama, that's mazik. I am not nehene. In other words, but I did the act of eating. Umiyu il lodor, but if I wouldn't, you know, elasagar kolashan, if I would have locked your food in a safe, that would be grama, patur. Adkan lushono. V'chayin kasav haritva. If you don't live in it, then it's grama bi'alma. But the moment that you're living in it, v'chayin kasav harama, kishedor b'chayav mididahavi al kol nezikin ba'alma. Right? That this is no longer grama. This is already mazik. Okay, so I do think that someone says what you're saying, but I don't think it's the Rosh. Because the Rosh doesn't mention that you ate peiros, that you, in other words, that he just mentions she'achal chisaron dechavre, that I was nehenef from you. In other words, my being nehenef from you is defined as a quasi hanah. I think over here what the Rosh is saying is that my eating, that which I don't need, is a quasi-mazik. In other words, that the fact that I am using up your usage of the apartment, in other words, the apartment is being used by me, even if I'm not being nehene, that's called mazik biyadai. I'm using your property. Your property is yours, and I am using it, that's being mazik biyadayim, even if I don't need it. So I think that, in other words, that you know, again, according to the two sides of Rav Uchtenstein's Chakira, as to why you pay b'ha nehenes, Tosa says neither of the two sides applies to the case of ze lo nehene v'ze chaser. A, it's not hana'a. B, it's grama. However, the Rif and the Rambam and all the Gaonim say that you're chayev. So we need a machayev. What's the machayev? Either, according to the Rosh, we have over here a quasi hanaa, hare ochal masha chaser chaveiro, or according to the Ra'ah, we have over here not a grama but a mazik. It's a meisen nezik. It's a quasi meisen nezik biyadayim, even if it is not needed. That we have an address. This is the world of mazik. This is the world of mazik. What we will talk about next time, Bli Neder, is that if this is Pshat of the Rambam, why would the Rambam put this in Hilchos Gzeva as a Gzeva Vaved as opposed to Dinei Mazik? That's, you know, so maybe there's another Pshat, and maybe we'll have a third Pshat. Okay. Just try and follow through, if we can. You know, there's one more source text, which I think relates to Slakira. Let's look at the Tosfos in Daf Chaf Amud Beis, the first thin line of the Tap Tosfos, the second half of the Tosfos. V'im Tomar, Hahu de Tachav Lo Chaveru Beis Habliya Deresh Elu Naharos, Amai Chayav Ha'ochel, Ze Nehene V'ze Lo Chaser Hu. He asks a totally different question. At the time that the person is eating it, when he's getting the hana'a, the food is no longer edible to anyone else. No one would touch it if it would be taken out from that point. Shimhaya machzir, if he were to take that, if he, let's say, again, tachav, he put in the food on a long stick, and he were to pull it out after it had been bebeis habliya, in other words, harei nimeset, it's disgusting. So when he is eating it, he's eating that which is currently worthless, ve'ein shaveh klum, ve'yesh lomar d'lo dami. Hoil v'nehene machmas hachisaron shehaya mitchila, midi dahave ahadetanan mitoch harachava mishalim ha'shenehenes, da'le'isa lo machayev hareshein birshus harabim. Ela ahanoas meyav machayev, avo pishim machziro, eino shaveh klum. Tosis wants to say that in this situation, we have reason to be mechayev the person. Would you link this Tosfos with the Rosh? V'nehene machmas hachisaron sheha, etc. Or would you link it with the Ra'ah? Would you link it with the Ra'ah? That self called self, you know, where it's meshalem ma shenehenes. Yes?
It doesn't seem like he's getting hana. It seems like it's more of I take someone's lunch and put it in my safe. So I'm not, and because he's...
But I'm not putting it myself. I'm eating it. In other words, I'm not just keeping it away from you. It's not. It's simply not available any longer.
Right. I'd say it sounds more like the Rush.
I would say it could go either way. In other words, it could go like the Rush, which would be nice, because that's toast. In other words, but it could go either way. In other words, that we have over here, again, a quasi hanaa or a quasi mazik. That we have over here a quasi hanaa because nehne machmas hachisaron shahaya mitchila. In other words, that sof kol sof nachon. I am not nehne because I'm eating something which is currently worthless, but it comes out of a loss to you. And so when something is a loss to you, that's called a hanaa to me. Or we can say, no, the fact that we have over here a process of eating, even if I'm not miskaven to be nehene, that's a din of mazik. Okay.
I think my gut tells me more like the Rosh, just because it's a case of someone, yes, you are choosing to swallow it, but it's a case of like someone else really doing the main maisa.
Okay.
And he also stresses at the end with the animal, talking about ahanas mea. But
could be.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just pointing out that this chakira can pull us through a lot of, in other words, it could explain, go back to the world of Demei Amir and Demei Sarim Bezol. It could explain the world of Ha Nehenes, the world of Rami Bar Chama. It could explain the Tosas on Daf Kuf Aleph, where he gives two terutzim. It could explain the side, that if we take these two options literally, so if both of them are missing literally, we have a p'tur, Tosas Hashita by Ze Nehene v'ze Lo Nehene v'ze Chaser, and we could use it also to explain the Rush and the Ra'ah, to explain the Rif and the Rambam, that maybe we don't have a Hanah, we have a quasi Hanah. Maybe we don't have a Grama, we have a quasi Mazik. In other words, that maybe we can pull it out, and it could also explain why, even if something is currently worthless, becholzot, we're going to have a form of hanoah. Okay. Now let's move over to that's all one ma'arechet. Tosfos on the top of the Tosfos deals with a new concept called kofin oso almidas sto. And Tosfos points out that we have a case in Baba Basra and Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, where we're going to divide the property of a father who passed away among his sons. And one of the pieces of property that belonged to the father's estate happens to border on the boundary of one of the son's properties. And he asks for that property. And the other brothers don't want to give it to him. They have cheshbonos. Right, that if their property will be between his two properties, that they'll benefit by being watched from two sides. It's kedai for them not to give it to him. So Gemara over there uses the phrase kofin osam al midas sedom, that we force an individual to do that which is proper, and that since the properties are all worth the same amount, why not give him the property which is boundering on his side? Well, in other words, that why not? So the Tosfos points out, maybe we should apply this to the world of Zeh Nehneh v'Zeh Lo Chaser. Namely, you have an apartment in David's village, and you decide that you want it to be empty, except for Pesach and Sukkot when you're there. And I don't have a place to live. And so I want to move in for the winter, and I'll leave you a box of chocolates, and I'll leave the apartment exactly as it was. Why don't we say over here also, Kofin also, I'll meet that stump. What's the owner losing? Why don't we force him to give it to this person? Why over here do we have an issue of payment or not payment? Why don't we simply say, the apartment's not being used. Kofin, I'll meet that stump. Why not force him to use it? So Tosa says, you can't compare apples and oranges. Why are these apples and oranges? Why are these apples and oranges?
You can't really compare it because the other brother is still getting something out of it.
Sharper. What does Tosfos point out? Right? The shiny hacha shehaya yachol lamono mitchila miladur beveso. Right? That mishum didami lamoneach avero mitchila ladur beveso v'hacha kvar dor. Namely, what is Tosfos pointing out? What's the difference between these two situations? In the world of Baba Basra, do we have an owner yet?
No.
We don't yet have an owner of this. The question is, who is going to own it? Who are we going to give it to l'chatchila? So when our question is, who to give it to l'chatchila, there we have a din of kofin al midat stone. However, something's already owned by a person, and someone else wants to come in. Ma pitom that we're going to say kofin al midat stone. We're not going to say kofin al midat stone to put someone in someone else in something someone else already owns. Right? That's what Tosfos by us says. However, I sent you to an Or Zeruah, where the Or Zeruah says, Yesh Omrim. That in the case of David's village, we're going to force the owner of the apartment to allow that person to live there. That since he wasn't expecting to get any rent from this apartment, in other words, that rather than like our Tosos distinguish between the Gemara and Baba Kama and Gemara Baba Basra, the Or Zeruah says they're perfectly comparable. That they have two pieces of land that are exactly the same in terms of value. And one of them has a common boundary with one of those pieces of land. No one is losing anything. In other words, we have a machlokas rishonim as to whether we apply kofin al midat stone in our situation. Tosa says we don't apply it, and in other words, it only applies to Baba Basra, not to Baba Kama. And the first day of the other Ruah says it applies both to Baba Kama and to Baba Basra. In both of them we'll say kofin al midat stone. So I'd like you to come up with two explanations of kofin al midat stone that according to one explanation the Or Zeruah would be correct, that it applies to both cases. And according to the other explanation, Tosfos is correct, that it applies only to the case of Baba Basra and not to our case. Yes?
Why can't we just say simply that in Achanami or not, he wasn't looking to rent out the apartment, but it's losing its value?
No, we're assuming there's no loss of value. In other words, again, sometimes you have things that don't lose value. It's an apartment. It's not, in other words, he slept on the floor. He didn't sleep in the bed. He didn't use the toilet. He went out to the Kotel. There's a bathroom there. In other words, he just slept there on the floor. and didn't change the, didn't use the heating system, didn't do anything, just slept on the floor of the apartment. No change in value. Had he not left the box of candies, no one would ever have known that he would be there. So the question is, if he would have asked for permission in advance, would the court have forced the owner to allow him to live there? So it's two deos. The Or HaZeruah says, if we apply Kofa Midat Stone to the world of Baba Basru, we apply it also to the world of Baba Kama. And Tosa says, no. That's not the issue. We never would have let someone sleep in someone else's apartment. It's just once he did, the question is, do they have to pay for it? Yes?
I mean, like, within Tosos, couldn't we just say that, I guess the Farzer wouldn't agree, but, like, when it's someone's property, we're not going to, we don't...
In other words,
he has a bylaws on it, so we don't force
it. Fine, so when do we use it, then? So when do we say that Kofen Ami that stone?
When his bylaws doesn't change, if he's losing it,
though. Not even when he's losing, well, he's not losing, but I'm saying that, yeah.
In other words... So I'm just asking you to, if you can explain to me what the midat stone, you know, like what does it mean? What's Bezdin's role over here? So if you want to make the distinction like Tosfos, you want to say it only applies when something is not yet owned. That then what are we saying? What will Bezdin say? That if one person has rights and another person has rights, and one person's rights would give him a benefit, and for the other person, it's irrelevant. So we say, we'll give the rights to the person who will benefit, right? However, if we're not dealing with rights, if we're dealing with that which is already owned by party A, the fact that someone else could benefit from it, let him pay for it. In other words, what is it? We don't allow someone to benefit from that which belongs to someone else. Namely, the whole din of Kofen Avidat Stom is not when we're dealing with something which is already owned, but simply we're dealing with two people who have rights, and one of them's rights will give him more benefit. But not in a situation where someone doesn't, where it belongs to party A, it doesn't belong to party B. Masha Enkein, according to the Or HaZeruah, maybe a bit radical, but...
Doesn't matter to me.
Don't be a mean guy.
Don't be a mean guy. No, it has nothing to do with Choshen Mishpat. It has nothing to do with rights or ownership. It has to do with morality. It has to do with the fact that why not let someone else benefit if it doesn't hurt you? In other words, purely on the level of Musar.
Does that take out the idea that you can get hung off from someone else losing out them? Meaning that the other brothers can say, yeah, our hana is for this guy to not get it.
But that's not real. In other words, that's just, you know, where it's sour grapes. In other words, that's what we're saying. If one person will get real hana and for the other people they just have sour grapes, we're going to give it to party A. Let's just look for a moment, if it's okay with you, at the ra'ah that the Nemuke Yosef quotes over here. You see it two lines from the bottom. May have yago kosav ra'ah. Afal gav de kaimelam ba'alma de zen nehene v'ze ino chaser kofin oso al midat stone. Hani mire bekarka shel shnehem she'ein mishtamesh b'shelo klal ela yachol lechofo mimidas hadin shelo la'asoso kugon habone neged chalono shel chavero v'hala ma'akev alav shel listom ora shelo v'hala yachol la'asos lo chalono semakom acher shelo yafsid min ha'ora klal kugon ze amrinan kofet. And this is the first beginning, like Tosfos, that Kofin is when something hasn't yet been done. In other words, I want to make windows, and I can make my windows in one of two places, one of them where it's going to bother you, and one of them where it's not going to bother you. So I have a right not to be bothered. Kofin Avi that stone. Don't make your window where it's going to bother me. Make your window where it's not going to bother me. But avolish tamesh b'shelo, Kalo Amru. But once something is already owned by party A, that to say party B can move in free, that's not Kofan Abidat Stom. But he explains, Sheim Iya Ta Omer Kain Ein Lecha Adam Shelo Yachuf Eschavero Baal Korcho Ad Kan V'chein Kasav Harash Zal. Namely, that he wants to explain even further. In other words, that not only that Kofan Abidat Stom is only the world of Schus, but even if you want to hold like the Orzarua, that it's a question of morality, why doesn't morality play a place in someone sleeping in my apartment? Nachon, I'm not losing anything monetarily, but what do I feel psychologically?
It's yours.
It's the violation of my privacy, right? In other words, namely that I have a psychological loss. I may not have a monetary loss, I have a psychological loss knowing that someone was in my apartment. In other words, so the Ra'ah wants to say, not only, A, I hold it's an inyan of schus. You know, it only applies, it's beforehand. In other words, I hold like, you can hold like Tosfos, and then point out, but even if you want to come from a moral perspective, you can't force people to give their property to someone else. That goes beyond morality there, because there's also a psychological side to it. However, this will end off, there is another way of viewing all of this as well. Look at the second daya in the Or Zarua. V'yesh Omrim, right? The first daya held against Tosfos, that we apply Kofen on Midat Stone. The second daya is V'yesh Omrim Shaini Hasam, Afilu Yavi Shakil Chad Karka Eitzel Karka Shekona Zeh, Lo Hayam Arviach Klum Shtehem Shavos. Afilu bo'ila arviche lo matzi arviche velo mide. In the case of Baba Basra, the two are exactly the same. No one, in other words, there's no gain and no loss for a third party. Hilcha kagon ze kofen amidat stone. Aval hacha I bo'i chotzer bala chotzer la gure le alma have mirvach. Hashta namikilo gir lo kaifinan. What is the Orzura saying over here? Why can I collect rent from this person who moves into my apartment in the winter in David's village? I'm not putting it up for rent. But what could I have done? I could have put it up for rent. The moment I could have put it up for rent, then you have to pay. Namely, in Achinami. I'm currently not setting it up for rent. So currently it's a case of Zeneh Nebezebel Chaser. But since I could have put it up for rent, therefore, we don't say kofen al midat stom. Namely, that we view it in terms of what it could have been. The potential loss says that there's no kofen al midat stom. If you look in the... Okay. Yes?
So why would we say that we would force them to pay them? Why is that only for kofen al midat stom? Why not say, take the next step back?
Whether he pays or not, that's a sugya over here of zeneh nevezel al chaser. Do you pay for hana'ah when the other person is not chaser? Our question is over here, when do we apply kofen al midat stom? So we have over here three opinions. We have one opinion that is Tosfos, that kofen al midat stom is only in a case where you have a question of im yehiyeh zechut. In other words, when we're dealing with a future, but avol lo kasher kfar mamono. Then we have the opposite, which is the first yesh omrim of the Or Zarua, that we apply kofen al midat stom even to a case of kfar mamono, because it's a din of rishus. Morally, why not? Why not allow him to benefit? You're not losing anything. And then we have a third daya in the Or Zarua, the Yesh Omrim, that really two is correct. In other words, that why not? In other words, no, it's not to be a Rasha, but im yachol laharviach, Akan Rishus. Okay, they did not hinami. If I never, if in other words, if I cannot profit from it, there's no reason why I shouldn't let you live in it, because I can't profit from it. I'm not losing anything. But if I could profit from it, then that's not called rishus, the fact that I don't want you to be there. These are three deos that we have in the Rishonim. We have Tosos and the Ra'ah. That kofin is only in terms of the future. Do I have rights? Do I have a right to stop you from putting a window? Do I have a right to stop you from buying a certain field? So they are kofin al midat stov. But once it already belongs to an individual, there's no kofin al midat stov. Then I have a daya that even if it belongs, there's a din of rishus. And then I have on that daya, but if I could be marviach, even though I'm not planning to be marviach, if I could be marviach, then no. So what I did was, I put on the bottom of the page over here the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So look at that first. There's a psak over here of the Ramah. And the Piskei Tshuva sends you to a tshuva of a Noda B'Yehuda. Very fascinating case. So if you start looking, where it says that, and then I'll give you more marmakos, okay? So please take one of the tshuvas of the Noda B'Yehuda, and then we'll continue. Yes?
Or if someone wanted to rent their apartment out for Shabbos, and then Friday afternoon, 5 minutes before Shkia, no one is still there, so then the second day would be fine because he's not able to rent it out anymore.
Doesn't make a difference. In other words, the moment that it's... The moment I have an apartment that is for rent, then there's no kofin. The question over here, my apartment is not for rent, but I could put it up for rent. Okay.
Even if you lost the ability to do it for that specific day, but it's an apartment.
So that's where we're going. But that's what we're going to move into. You're 100% correct. That's where we'll move into.
Thank you, Ernie.